Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
There's an article out right now that says that the studies show that most Americans believe that God even rewards athletes who openly, you know, acknowledge Him, that they have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, the statistics, we'll be talking about that. And you think about it right now, you're looking at, you know, this athlete right now. You think about, I think about Tim Tebow, and you think about this man who loves God. You know, his parents have been in the mission field. Yeah, it's Russell Wilson, NFL. But look at all the athletes. You know, so many people believe that, you know, God rewards us or rewards athletes when they stand up for their faith. Well, imagine if you, in the schoolhouse where you work, or in the workplace where you work, or in the government where you work, if you just stand up like Tim Tebow, you stand up like, you know, Wilson that you're seeing here at NFL. But imagine what begins to, this is what we see. We literally see Christians beginning to stand up where you are, where you exist, knowing that God has put you there, placed you there for you to be a light in the midst of what's going on and to bring some great ideas. So we'll be talking about that today to encourage you. But also when you think about technology, we talk about, you know, that, you know, they talk about this mark of the beast, and it'll be an economic system that's going on, and you see the economies being pushed around now. But then you think about the mark, it says in Revelations, will be on your hand or on your forehead. But the CEO Smith, the CEO of Google's talking about, you know, putting a mark, I mean, not putting a mark, putting a chip in your brain. I mean, think about that. A computer chip in your brain. Of course, the older you get, you start thinking like, you know, but you're thinking like, I'd rather not know something, I think. And we want to talk about this concept today. There seems to be this gathering thing where people just want to gather more and more knowledge. They really don't know anything what to do with it, but they just want to gather. Like the NSA supposedly and reportedly is gathering all this information, 200 million texts a day, and all these different things are taking place. But the thing about it is, like, everybody's becoming gatherers of information, but it's like, what are you going to do with it? Isn't it better to know one thing well than to have a little bit of everything and know nothing well? And with God, you know, we'll find out that it's better just to listen to Him and what He's revealing to us at that time. But we'll talk about that. They're actually talking about putting a chip in brains. More when we get back from the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy.
$50 Eye Guy.
Welcome to the Army Navy Store with two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and in Fort Walton Beach.
We have ammunition, weapons,
tactical gear, survival gear, uniform, patches, and much, much more. Call, go online, or visit us today.
With the rising cost of everything nowadays, All-Pro Tune-Up guarantees you quality repairs at a fair price. We promise to be upfront and honest with every estimate we provide. We service domestic and foreign-built cars, light trucks and SUVs, and are experienced with diesel, gas, and hybrid models. Our technicians utilize the latest in diagnostic testing and techniques, making our services second to none.
We want to earn your business and keep your trust. All-Pro Tune-Up, automotive repair you can count on.
Step up and make a difference this Christmas. With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. Try this idea from Gail, who was in high school when she took the lead in helping a family in need.
It was becoming Christmas, and I had heard that they weren't, I just knew their Christmas wasn't going to be that great, and that they, I'd see them come in with these ragamuffin coats, and for some reason, God just led me to put out the word, get them coats, get them Christmas presents, and yet I knew nothing of that kind of life, but I just knew in my heart that I had something I could offer to somebody else.
By coordinating the effort, Gail helped that family enjoy Christmas together in a way that really made a difference. In the same way, why not look for opportunities to give of your money, time, and talents to others this holiday season? You'll find more great ideas at FocusOnTheFamily.com.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You know, we're looking at the sports survey here that's done. I thought it was pretty interesting. You were seeing Russell Wilson here probably on the screen behind me with the Seattle Seahawks, but they did a survey, John, and the survey about sports fans and all. They say the study shows that most Americans believe that God rewards athletes for their faith. And I know that just, I don't have to be an athlete. It just could be, you know,
anybody. Loves God.
God will reward you. But what's so cool about seeing that, it's such a public figure. They can be the example for people that, you know, I want to live my life like that. And Tim Tebow's definitely, you know, had a life like that. But according to the survey conducted, that 53% of Americans, based on the survey, and 56% of self-described sports fans, Pat, that say that athletes with faith in God are rewarded with good health and success.
How about that?
And that's actually what, when Joshua chapter 1 talks about that, that you will be rewarded with success when you make this stand. And, you know, when you think about that, it's pretty cool. What is the Benjamin Watson? I mean, he made a beautiful
Facebook post.
Facebook for the same. You know, he plays for a game. I don't know what the team is called. I don't know. It's like the Seattle.
It's the Seattle somebody.
Something. Seahawks.
I don't know. Probably not a memorable team.
I don't know.
Can't remember the name.
I don't know. We hear you, Pat. We know it's the Saints. We know you play for the Saints. But it just, you have so much, you know, impact with, you know, that position.
Sure.
But they're not unique in regards, they're unique in regards to their talents of playing sports. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference between an actual player and a fan.
This is true.
About 125 pounds.
And a couple $1 million and some skills.
Oh, yes, money too.
And skills.
And but
see, Pat?
That's an example. When you see, you know, I like, you know, Tim Tebow and how he stands up for God and he stood up, and you see how he trains. I mean, these guys don't just get there. But if you think about that, if you think about, you know, it's not just unique to sports figures that, you know, we can ourselves work hard at what God's given us to do. You know, maybe your gift is business. Maybe your gift is music. Maybe your gift is administration. Maybe your whatever it is, we can look at people like Tim Tebow and Benjamin Watson and others that are out there at how they, you know, openly acknowledge God and they work real hard at their sport and they do really well, that we can work that hard at what we're called to do.
And as you're talking, I'm thinking about the Green family.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Mr. Green, the Lord spoke to him and told him that he wanted him to close his stores on Sunday. And that was a big, big deal for him at that time, and he just kind of prayed about it. But he had a delayed obedience.
Right.
And what he found out that delayed obedience was disobedience because he saw his numbers begin to just start dropping across his profits everywhere.
Right.
And so he said, you know what, I'm just going to obey the Lord. We're just going to close on Sunday. And when he made that decision, the same way they came down, they went back up.
But there was a learning curve even in that. Didn't it go down just a little bit at first? And there was a time he had to, you know, God always has that time of like, you know, are you doing this just because you're going to get more? Or are you doing this because I told you to do it?
Yeah. Well, today, I mean, they're breaking ground on the Bible Museum that the Green families is behind, a 433,000 square foot building
in Washington, D.C. Can you imagine what real estate cost where they got that?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, wow. What is the real estate?
$400 million for the Bible Museum.
How, and if they closed on Sunday, how can you get $400 million? Don't you have to be open on Sunday?
No, you don't. You just got to obey God.
I was just watching the other day. This particular man was preaching. He's like, you should not work on Sunday. But then I saw him eating at a restaurant after. I'm like, hey, how are you doing? Yeah, it's good to see you. I'd like some ketchup.
I'm glad somebody was open, right?
I'd like some ketchup, right? No, that was just a joke. But yeah, and you think also about the Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
And the Caffey, you know, the Caffey family.
Truett Caffey.
Truett Caffey. And had a chance to see him before he had passed. But just making that stand. Mm. And everybody needs a day of rest. I mean, it's not a religious thing, like God rewards us because we actually take Sunday off. Is there's wisdom in taking a day off to just focus on God, mm-hmm. you know, to seek him and just stop business for a day. And a day of rest, even God rested. But we're noticing that in the survey, it's just showing, you know, those that boldly stand up for God, you know, get blessed. You know, most Americans believe this. And so imagine this. Imagine if, you know, some people just, you know, when they show up at work, they just act like somebody came to their house with a van. They duct taped their hands behind their back. They put their kids in some sort of hostage situation. Right. They threw them in the workplace and said, you're going to have to work here. They're like doing everybody a favor for showing up. At the same time, they're saying, can you come to my church on Sunday?
Wow.
And it's like they just feel like that, you know.
And give me a raise.
And give me a raise. And it's like. But, you know, you should be walked like Tim Tebow. You should be doing that Tim Tebow prayer in the hallway at work. You know what I'm saying? You should be talking to your boss and just, without even telling him or her, you know, be praying for them, that God would give them wisdom. It's okay to pray for your boss. It's okay to pray for your company. It's okay to pray for success. And one thing you find out is how can two walk together unless they agree? Hmm. You know, and you need to write down a vision for the business and your company. If you work for somebody who founded that company, they have an idea what they want for that company. They have a vision for that company. And just walking in and say, you know, you'd like to spend some time with the boss. First of all, they're thinking, oh, here goes. They want a raise or something. Mm-hmm. They're leaving me or whatever. But and then sit down and say, listen, what is your vision for this company? What did you see? What was the thing that got you into this company? First of all, you got their attention. And you don't want to do it because of that reason. But
sure.
Because how are you going to pray for the vision and the direction and success in the company if you don't even know how they measure success? And begin to talk with them about that. Mm-hmm. Begin to say, you know, well, oh, you actually want, you know, you see a whole new product line coming in that you want to be able to build the customer base out here. You want to be able to get good customer service. You want to increase product sales and, you know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then you can say, you know, write it down and then, so the reason why I'm asking you, because I want to be able to pray that God would give you success. And I wanted to know what that is, because I want to ask God to give you these things. And you'll be surprised. God will use that as a witness to your boss, because he'll notice or she'll notice what the bottom line was before you found out what was going on. And like Joseph, you begin to say, and listen, Joseph was in Potiphar's house. That was not the most godliest business that was going on right there.
No.
You can imagine what was happening, you know, at Potiphar's house. But God blessed Potiphar's house when he was there.
Yeah.
So much so that they even brought him out of a prison sentence to be able to run the country.
Yeah.
They understood that wherever Joseph is, then that place is going to be blessed. And I believe God can make you a blessing where you're at. And that's why you're even there, so that you can make God known. And you make God known by going, not constantly just saying, you need Jesus, you need Jesus, you mm-hmm. need Jesus. He's like, you need to actually show me Jesus, you know. He cared about folks, and he loved, and he met the.
That's so important what you're saying, because I think even the narrative that so many people have been spoken to and shared about, that God doesn't care about their work, that their work's not important. You know, that in Colossians tells us to do our work unto the Lord. It's actually a spiritual thing,
right?
And we can honor God, and He can be glorified in everything we do when we go to the workplace and just do our job, do what we're supposed to do.
Go figure, right?
Yeah.
Do my job.
I know someone who just did their job and they did well.
Yeah.
You know?
What did you do? I just did my job. You'll stand out when you do your job. And one way to do your job, I was talking to a bank manager recently, and she was talking about how that, you know, she hired, you know, some people and whatever. And And she said, you know, you have to be at work at all the time. It was like 8 o'clock. Mm. And I said, it was so amazing that this particular young person, I mean, they would not touch that door, the entrance of the bank, until 8. I mean, the clock was clicking over, walked that door at 8.
Don't you love that?
And it's like, and that's not, you know, before the Lord in regards to how God wants to see you, you know, walking in integrity. And imagine this, opening the door before 8 o'clock, if you're supposed to be at 8 o'clock, and getting all set up so when the work begins, you're ready to go. You start mm-hmm. working at 8. You don't start beginning and entering into the concept of work.
Right.
You know, kind of getting your thoughts together, waking up, getting a cup of coffee. You know, they end up paying you, what, $10, $20 for that cup of coffee?
Whatever, you agree to it.
Yeah. And so, I mean, she was so frustrated with that. She just couldn't believe that that happens. And the discussion was, it seems to be happening, you know, the work ethic over America. But in regards to, despite how America's doing, the church in America, I mean, how are we doing? I mean, you had, Joseph was betrayed by his brother, so he had a dysfunctional family, so that couldn't be an excuse, right? Mm. He was in slavery, which is an unpaid position, so the amount you're getting paid can't be an issue, right? Then he was lied on and put in prison on a false sentence. So, you know, injustice, you know, this, you know, he had a record. And if you Google Joseph, if there was Google around there, then you probably wouldn't even hired him, what they were accusing him of. And so you can't use that as an excuse. And he helped people out that didn't even recognize him in regards to what's going on. He had successful in his ministry, but they didn't acknowledge that aspect of it. So you can't use the whole thing is like, it's just what Joseph said when he had an opportunity to do wrong. He said, I cannot do this thing before God. And so when we're at work, no matter where we're at, we're aware of the eyes of the Lord are on us. Mm-hmm. And what we have to begin to do is just do our work as unto the Lord. Like Paul was writing to the church of Ephesus. He's going like, when you work, you know, work as unto the Lord. God is the one that's going to give you a reward. And it doesn't have to necessarily, well, also in Colossians, but also in Ephesians, you know, he says, submit to your boss, submit to your master, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which means, in America, we don't have to say that. But even if it was that context, it would have to be that way. And he does talk to the people that are over people. If you're a Christian and you're a supervisor or a manager or a business owner, how you manage those folks, God's watching how you manage those folks and, you know, what you do with that. And imagine how we can impact that. Because if we impact the workplace, if we impact that part of culture, John, think about it. If Christians begin to pray for success for their companies, ask mm-hmm. God, would you make this business a success? Then you would see an increase in finance in those who are believers and in church and Christians. When I talk about church, I'm talking about people, not mm-hmm. a building somewhere. And then, and imagine this, if the 97% that are robbing from God, according to George Barna, begin to honor God with his tithes and offerings, then you would see this shift where the church and believers can begin to go, you know, we have resources to be able to build this hospital here. We have resources to be able to have a school over here that we not only can talk about Jesus, we could write his name over every single door if we wanted to write his name. We were no longer bound by those things. Mm-hmm. And then you can measure the difference between, okay, this is a school that honors God, this is a school that doesn't honor God. There's no metal detectors here. There's metal detectors here. I mean, it'd just be real easy to find out. And so when you look at the church and you look at the business mountain, a part of culture, that finances the other six mountains, if you think about the spheres of culture, which is, you know, the religion mountain, the church mountain, the government mountain, the arts and entertainment, the media mountain, and the family mountain. And you think about that, that's where the finances come from in regards to that. And I think that's going to be a big thing for us, because how we act on the job, because I think you spend much more time, you know, at work paying attention than you do at home with your families type of thing. I mean, how many people show up and sit there, you know, alert at your desk at home, you know, when people are talking to you, you're more relaxed and have a more relaxed environment. But
think about it, 40 to 60 hours a week are spent at least at the workplace, not including getting ready, driving, and, you know, your commute.
Right.
So, yeah, it's important. It's important how we arrive and what we do and that we glorify God in everything, not just in the things that we choose, but our whole life should be an example that gives God glory and success and all that does well. Because, you know, when God does reward us, it's not about us receiving the glory, but we can always point back to the Lord and say, is because it's his favor and it's because God blessed me. And I love what Tim Tebow does when they're trying to give him all kinds of, you know, accolades and awards and all those different things. He always points the glory back to God, and that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, when we think about the workplace, when we begin to do what's right in the workplace, you'll begin to see everything. You'll begin to see everything change. Because if you're a police officer, how you enforce the laws is going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're actually paying more closer attention as a Christian officer, how you're doing that and how you're bringing justice. And then you think about if you're a teacher, you know, you're actually teaching the children now. And the concept of I'm not just doing my time. I'm actually praying over these kids by name. And I'm understanding their lives and mm-hmm. speaking into their lives. So when you think about regards to, you know, even doing school lunches, you're praying over that food and you're saying hello. I mean, one kind word from somebody who's fixing the food for a student may be the only kind word they hear all day long.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, I was going through a diet drive-through fast food restaurant.
Really?
Yeah. And so.
Do tell.
Yes.
Diet fast food.
Yes. It was something about a king.
Oh.
King.
Was it a Burger King?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was, Burger
King.
Oh,
okay.
And I did have a salad with it.
Did you?
They had lettuce and tomato on it.
One piece of lettuce.
But man, I'm telling you, though, I mean, this young lady, when she was talking to me, I mean, she set that place off. I mean,
wow.
she was like, you know, you think about down south, it's different than in those audiences, different areas. But down south, you know, people say honey and darling, mm-hmm. the type of thing. And it's not a negative connotation.
Right.
And she's like, is there anything else for you, honey? I'm like, I probably want to, you know. And she's just so nice. You just felt like, man, this is like family.
Yeah.
It made you just want to, you know. And she just said, okay, darling, you have a good day. Now, that was just so nice being mm-hmm. that kind. I mean, there was no negative connotation to that. But I thought, man, just if we just start doing that, you know, doing that in the context of our work and what we do, we'll change everything. Just reading this off the grid, you know, Newsweek magazine, we've shown it before. You might want to get you a copy of it. It's amazing how it looks like those in the world are starting to realize, you know, it's coming. Franklin Graham just said that the storm is coming. We prophesied for years now that the storm is coming. But there comes a day when the storm comes. And it looks like this is the year. This is the year. So I want to encourage you to go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and begin to. It has an entire section dedicated to the storm, you know, disaster, to be able to, how to prepare for it. Because a prudent preparation, when you see a storm coming, you want to be able to prepare for it. And we have some simple wisdom to be able to walk that out. But the Word of God just says, you know, a prudent man sees a storm, sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. And when you're reading the book of Acts, there was a time when Paul was going and he was ministering, but there was famine that happened. There was a famine that happened, and they had to be able to get food from one particular part of the church to the other part of the church. I mean, things just happen, and God lets us know to be able to prepare for those things. And it looks like some serious, serious days are ahead. And stay tuned to VFN TV because our desire, we believe the Lord has set us up for this day to be able to encourage you, keep the light before you, and to give you insight and to share insight from others that will be joining us from around the United States to be able to give insight about what to do next, because I believe the best days for the church is ahead, but we're going to have to pay close attention during the difficult times that are coming. Mm-hmm.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.